Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 551.
Today we hear from the fantastically prolific Robert, who has kept this podcast in business through some of the darkest days of summer when everyone is on vacation. Thank you, Robert. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Today, you ask...
Movies use montages to gloss over things like training. Is there a place for montages in writing? If so, how could a montage be portrayed?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Montages are always useful in writing. In writing, they're called telescoping, and that's where you cover a vast amount of ground very, very quickly. Have a couple of paragraphs about how the seasons bled together while your hero bled on the training grounds, and he failed, but gradually learned his place in the world and that sort of thing. It's astoundingly easy to spot once you know what to look for. Basically, all you want to look for is anywhere in any of the books you like, where the author has managed to sum up in a sentence or a paragraph something that took more than a day. That's it. That's telescoping. That's the literary equivalent of the montage. And if you want to go one step further, a montage in literature would be telescoping with attitude. So rather than just illustrating the passage of time, there is a mini story embedded in it about your hero's try-fail cycle, or about the try-fail cycle of something in the world, that then leaves you at a level where you pick the story up again. It's not a long answer, but that's the whole of it. That's exactly how it works. And it's a great question because for a lot of writers, it's a hard thing to do. We had a question a few days ago from Tammy, who was asking about first-person point of view because she was having trouble writing it without slipping into stream of consciousness. A lot of writers fight that impulse when it comes to telescoping, or even don't know that telescoping is really an option, even though they've read it. When they're in the flow of the story, they feel sort of obligated to be a journalist about what's going on, the day-to-day, the day things. That's why a lot of early novelists will write long and write all the boring bits. It's because the first stage of writing well is to get into the world. The second stage is to figure out what to relate about the world to the people behind you who are seeing it through your eyes. And when you're really in the world, it's sometimes hard to tell what's interesting to people who aren't actually there seeing it with you. And especially if you're the kind of person who's very good at getting lost in the moment and making the most out of life by absorbing everything that's going on around you, it can feel a bit like cheating to engage that editorial function and only tell the exciting bits to the next guy down the line. But that's exactly what you got to do. And a montage in literature is nothing more than telescoping with a story embedded in it. It can be a sentence, it can be a paragraph, it can be a couple of pages, it can be a whole chapter. But it has to be telescoped, i.e. it has to cover a lot more ground than you would normally cover in that amount of time. And there has to be a story in it for it to be montage-y instead of just telescoping. Both montage-y telescoping and regular telescoping are fantastically useful skills to have. They're very worth practicing, and they add a great deal of scope and excitement to your book, even if your book is not a book of epic scope or grand adventure excitement. So thank you very much for sending it in. I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.